Let's do this. Democrats throw support behind Kamala Harris as presidential nominee. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 21, 2024. Several Democrats threw their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris being the party's presidential candidate after President Joe Biden revealed that he was dropping out of the race. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE. And former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were among the Democrats that issued messages of support for Harris to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. Their support came after Biden released a statement on X that he believed it is in the best interest of his party and the country for him to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling his duties as the president. After releasing his statement dropping out of the presidential race, Biden wrote in another post that he was offering his full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee for the party. Now that President Biden has suspended his campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris is the most qualified and best choice to lead us forward, Bowman wrote in a post on X. Thank you for your incredible work at Joe Biden, Jayapal wrote. It has been an honor to work with you. At Kamala Harris for President. Let's do this. We join millions of Americans in thanking President Biden for all he has accomplished, standing up for America time and again, with his North Star always being what's best for the country, the Clintons wrote in a post. We are honored to join the president in endorsing Vice President Harris and will do whatever we can to support her. Representative Mark Vesey, DTX, who was among the Democrats calling for Biden not to seek another term as president, also supported Harris as the party's nominee. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, also issued a statement endorsing Harris, noting that she is a proven fighter. I endorse Kamala Harris for president, Warren wrote. She is a proven fighter who has been a national leader in safeguarding consumers and protecting access to abortion. As a former prosecutor, she can press a forceful case against allowing Donald Trump to regain the White House. We have many talented people in our party. But Vice President Harris is the person who was chosen by the voters to succeed Joe Biden if needed. She can unite our party, and take on Donald Trump, and win in November. Biden's announcement that he was dropping out of the presidential race comes after he received increasing pressure and calls for him to drop out after his lackluster performance at the presidential debate on June 27.